This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, welcome to the show. Busy day. I usually work out for an hour and a half, 2 hours leading into the show, but today I was at meetings, so I didn't get a chance to do that. So hopefully the next 3 hours you will feel the same energy as usual, because I usually work out in order to get that energy going, man. But today it is a workout-less Wayne Allen Root. No workout. I do have my great friend Kevin Child in the studio with me. He'll be on at half past the hour, the half past the 3 o'clock hour West Coast time, half past the 6 o'clock hour East Coast time. We've been having a great time. He's looking around going, look at all the books in this studio. Who has this many books? And I said, did you notice? They're all by me. Every single book in the bookcase is by Wayne Root. So that's pretty different, right? Pretty different. Hey, look, it's another great day in Trump land. Another great day in Trump land. What did I say yesterday? I said that Obama's going to go down. I said that Obama's the one who orchestrated his entire campaign against Donald Trump. Of course he did. Same way he orchestrated the campaign against Wayne Root. He came after me with the IRS. They tried to destroy me. Why? Because I honestly said to every reporter who asked, did you know the guy in college? You went to college same time. You graduated same day, same college, same major, same everything. Never met him, never heard of him, never saw him. Obama who? Never heard of him. I knew everybody. There was no Obama in Columbia. I knew everybody. I merely told the truth, and Obama sicked the IRS on me. I never said anything about where he was born, ever. I've never discussed his birth or his birth certificate, ever. But Trump dared to discuss his birth and his birth certificate. And so you know Obama hated Trump, but he was going after Trump big time. So today it comes out, former White House press secretary for George Bush, George W. Bush, Ari Fleischer, broke down why Obama must have known about the spies planning in Trump's campaign. Hey, Ari, of course he knew about him. He asked him to do it. He was in charge of doing it. He wasn't just approving it. Obama ordered it. He's the Tutsi the Copy. He's Don Obama. He likes to destroy his enemies. You know, the guy who was in the RJ today, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, they had a story about Obama talking about his new deal with Netflix and how everything's going to be uplifting. He likes to unite. He doesn't divide. He's the nicest guy that ever lived. He's a con man. He's a liar. So Ari Fleischer says Obama authorized it. Ari Fleischer appeared on Fox News Thursday morning, meaning this morning he dropped this bombshell. I guarantee the answer is yes to whether Obama knew Helper and others were deployed to spy on the Trump campaign. Fleischer explained no FBI director would put informants inside a presidential campaign without the current sitting president authorizing it. What a surprise. What a surprise. On Wednesday, yesterday, President Trump was asked if Obama knew about the spies inside his campaign. Trump said, well, I don't want to get into it yet, but I will tell you after we look at the proof. And the reporter said, President Obama? And Trump said, what do you know? I would certainly hope not, but I think it's going to be pretty obvious after a while. And you know what that means? That means Obama's legacy is down the toilet. Flush it, baby. Flush it hard. Obama's done. He's through. He's finished. And by the way, deep state spy and Trump basher Stephen Halper, that's the spy that Obama placed inside the Trump campaign, openly advocated for Hillary in 2016 while spying on Trump. He was paid a total of $411,000 in 2016 and 17 for work with the U.S. government that includes spying on the Trump campaign. Overall, he was paid $1 million by the Obama administration. And after the election, get this, he pitched himself for a senior Trump administration position. Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. You want to know why this leaks day and night? Because all Obama's people are there leaking. So Stephen Halper was the perfect guy to work in the Trump administration. Can you imagine the nerve, the balls of these people? Can you imagine? You spied on Trump on behalf of Obama. You admit, you openly admit you voted for Hillary, and then you apply for a senior government position in the Trump administration so you could spy on Trump from within the administration now that he won. Nerve of these people. And then, of course, you got the guy who voiced Hillary Clinton's ads. Isn't it perfect? I've always said all the perverts are on the side of the Democratic Party. Morgan Freeman, Hollywood actor who was the voice of Hillary Clinton ads, is accused of sexual abuse and harassment by 8 women. Not 1, not 2, not 5, not 6. 8 women. He was the voice of Hillary Clinton. And that's perfect. You know? I don't even want to say why. I won't even get into the joke why that's perfect. You'll have to figure it out for yourself. But it's obvious that he liked women. And you know what I think about Hillary. She liked them too. Hollywood actor Morgan Freeman was accused of inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment today. He's a leftist, big-time liberal Democrat, voice of Hillary Clinton ads, and he played God in Hollywood's Bruce Almighty. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect guy for Hollywood to play God. Perfect guy to be Hillary's voiceover guy. And then there's the brilliance of Donald Trump. Not only did he not leave that MS-13 thing alone, not only did he not apologize, not only did he not back down, I told you yesterday, he doubled down, and he said, of course they're animals. They're absolutely animals. And then he put out press release explaining why they're animals, daring Democrats, just daring them to defend MS-13 animals. As I said yesterday, by the way, the only problem I have with calling them animals is it's a discredit to animals. That's the problem. You know, look at my dog, Pacino, sweetest thing that ever lived in the history of the world. Before him, I had a vicious German Shepherd guard dog named Maverick, greatest friend a man could ever have. 10 beautiful years with this German Shepherd by my side. He would do anything to defend me and my family. Greatest dog man would ever have. And I would never compare an MS-13 piece of garbage to him, because that dog wins by every comparison. Dogs are so much better than pieces of garbage like MS-13 with the tattoos on their face, murdering, raping scum, heroin-delivering prostitute, putting into business scum. So I wouldn't compare MS-13 to animals only from the standpoint animals are much nicer, much more responsible, much more respectable, much more loyal, much more good for society. I'll take a dog anytime over an animal like MS-13. And Trump kept it going. It's great. He makes Democrats, their heads explode. They don't know what to do. Their only choice is to defend MS-13 scum. Brilliant, Donald. Now he comes up, he does one even better. Because here's the thing, the average intellectual and the average liberal, which is generally the same thing, have never been in the real world like I have. You know, I'm like I may have gone to Columbia University with Obama, who was never there. You know, I graduated on the same day from one of the finest schools in America with a guy who was never there, never in a classroom, Manchurian candidate Barack Obama. But I went with a lot of fancy people to this highfalutin school and got my fancy piece of paper degree when it was over. But I've lived in the real world my whole life. My friends are all working class, middle class guys. I like truck drivers. I like cab drivers. I like cops. I like firemen. I'll trade you like 15 Ivy Leaguers for one cop. Anytime, anywhere. I'll trade you 150 people from Harvard for one cop. How about that? I'll trade you one construction foreman. I'll trade you 1,000 construction foremen for like 1 million Ivy Leaguers, and we'll win every time. But the point I'm trying to make is that Trump, even though he's a billionaire, and even though he's an Ivy Leaguer, he always thinks like me, and he speaks and resonates to and with everyday American people. And so he knew the MS-13 thing would resonate. It was fantastic. And then he knew the NFL thing would resonate. And so last fall, he got on that NFL tangent, and he hit it, and he hit it, and he hit it, and he hit it again, and he stuck his boot up their ass. And the NFL capitulated yesterday, and they gave in. They laid down like a dog, and they rolled over to Donald Trump. And now Trump, you know, just like me, he knows a good issue when he sees one, when he smells one, when he sniffs one. So his comment was the NFL did the right thing, and the players who don't stand for the national anthem shouldn't even be in this country anymore. Now, that exploded everything all over again, and that's exactly what you need to do. See, liberals complain that Donald Trump is uncouth, Donald Trump is meanie, he's a meanie, Donald Trump is vicious, Donald Trump is a barbarian. You know what I say? God bless the barbarian. That's what we need. Because all these years, we've been nice. The Republican Party's been led by a bunch of wussies, by a bunch of pussycats, without the word cat. That's what the Republican Party is. A bunch of guys who play golf on Saturday with green pants and a red shirt, who wouldn't have had a fight if their life depended on it. And we've gotten our butts kicked for 30 straight years by Democrats who are vicious, who are slime balls, who are scumbags, who have no rules whatsoever, and who ruin us on a daily basis. And one guy comes along who understands the rules of fighting on the street in New York. You bring a knife, I bring a gun. You bring a gun, I bring a freaking missile launcher. You bring a missile launcher, we go nuclear. That's how you fight in New York, where my buddy Kevin is from Chicago. When you bring a knife to a gunfight, you lose. You die. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And Republicans have been bringing a knife to a gunfight for 30 freaking years since Reagan was president. Now, Reagan disarmed everybody with his humor, but it wasn't as vicious then as it is now. You can't disarm anybody with humor. Today, you just bring a missile launcher, a grenade, and a nuclear weapon to every political event. If you want to win, you need a mouth like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's mouth should be licensed as a nuclear weapon. So instead of just going after MS-13, now we're going to call the players out and say, you don't like America? Go play football in Cuba, you loser. And so all the liberals are going to freak out. Oh, my God, they're going to defend the players. There's not a single working stiff in America that's going to take the side of a guy who makes $3 million a year that isn't happy to live in America. The working stiffs are going to love Trump even more for the NFL attacks than they are for the MS-13 attacks. I get it. Liberals don't. Because they went to Harvard. They don't understand a gosh darn thing about the real world. Trump is wiping them out, cutting through them like butter. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
War Now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. USA Radio Network, War Now is the show. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, an American-made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the country, anywhere else in the world, for that matter, except the good old U.S. of A. There's nobody like me in Argentina. There's nobody like me in Mexico. That's why this is the United States of America, man. Greatest country in world history, filled with ass kickers, not ass kissers. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders and welfare addicts. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790, Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, owned and operated by the great Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Can you imagine? We actually named the studio after them. These are some good people. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Now, everyone knows, every good conservative, every good patriot knows you gotta own precious metals. You gotta own gold and silver. You have to. But you don't want to buy it retail, you want to buy it wholesale. So the way to buy it wholesale is to call Tangible Investments. They don't charge retail prices, they charge wholesale prices. You get a great deal. So you turn around and make some money on it someday. 800-780-9000. The first 100 get a free 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. It's all silver. It's beautiful. It's direct from the mint. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. And my Twitter handle, by the way, @RealWayneRoot. Go find me, @RealWayneRoot. My website's RootForAmerica.com. And my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right, let's grab a call. Being that we say we're caller friendly, you got to grab a call when it's waiting for you. And we got a caller from Kansas. Larry from Kansas. Why is there no spy in the Hillary campaign, he wants to know. Larry, you're on with Wayneroot.
Yes,
how are you, buddy?
Good, good. Yeah, I think it's funny that once the public was about ready to find out the truth that they had FBI spies in the Trump campaign, the DOJ, and of course the FBI, and or leaked it to the Times, you know, New York Times and the Washington Post, mm-hmm. so they could give a heads up to the thugs that are leading those groups. And anyway, so then they put their little story together and say, well, we were just doing it. Piper says, we were just doing it to actually spy on the Russians. You know, we're protecting the democratic process because the Russians are trying to interfere in the election. Well, the first question that comes to mind is, well, who did they put in the Hillary campaign? You know, it takes two to tango. There were two people running for president.
Right.
Well, just the Trump campaign?
But Larry, did you realize Hillary was the one who was actually in the Russian collusion?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the Russian conspiracy,
she was already colluding. Exactly.
She was the one colluding.
So I paid her $12 million, for a
spy
who was on the FBI.
Why didn't Obama put a spy in the middle of the Uranium One deal? If he was so purposeful about putting a spy whenever he heard the word Russia, he should put one when Hillary and the State Department were negotiating the Uranium One deal. But, of course, Obama must have gotten a piece of that. Yeah, I just said that on national radio. You want to bet Obama has a payment in a Swiss bank account? I'll bet you money right now that Obama has $50 million in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman Islands bank account or a Belize bank account. I guarantee you Obama took a payoff on that deal.
He needs to be in cell number one of that whole thug cell block.
That's right.
Followed by Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates,
and the whole FBI leadership. Don't forget the FBI leadership. There's the irony of all time. When you walk in the post office, the FBI most wanted should be the FBI leadership and the DOJ leadership. It's a joke. It's an absolute travesty.
Somebody to ask them point blank. Of course, we have a media that doesn't even do the job of journalism anymore. I'm an ex-editor of a newspaper. But somebody needs to ask them, well, why didn't you put somebody in the Hillary campaign? If you're so worried about the Russians, why didn't you stop that side? Of course, we all know that you just said the answer, you know.
She's
already been known to be colluding with the Russians. And
all right, Larry, we got to run. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Say hello to all our friends in Kansas, all the war fans in Kansas. We appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, by the way, there's so much more to get to. When we get back, we have two great guests in studio to talk about the state of public schools in this country. Two guys who tell it like it is. Two Wayneroot clones. Kevin Child and Victor Jokes of the Las Vegas Review-Journal are both here with us. Kevin, of course, is a trustee for the Clark County School District in Las Vegas. But it's not a Vegas story. It's a story about public schools being poisoned all over this country. I want to give a shout-out, by the way, to Kevin Child's mom, Jeannie Child. She listens to this show every single day, all 3 hours. I want to shout out to her. 78 years old, she drives a Hummer. This is a patriot, man. 78-year-old lady, she drives a Hummer. Jeannie, we love you. Thank you for listening to the show. When we get back, we'll talk about public schools, the disaster they've become. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plans might be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed a bill rolling back certain banking regulations into law. The law, which Congress passed with bipartisan support, eases rules on all but the largest institutions. President Trump doesn't sound like a big fan of Dodd-Frank.
Since its passage in 2010, Dodd-Frank has dealt a huge blow to community banking. As a candidate, I pledged that we would rescue these community banks from Dodd-Frank, the disaster of Dodd-Frank, and now we are keeping that commitment, and all of the people with me are keeping that commitment.
Today, the president also presented the Medal of Honor to retired Navy SEAL Master Chief Britt Slabinski.
We love our Navy SEALs. They're very special, very incredible people. It's now my tremendous privilege to present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You get a lot lots of inside information when you're at the Root Studio, okay? We've got Kevin Child and Victor Jakes with us. I was telling a story about Jennifer Flowers at my house a few years ago, and I was asking her about Bill Clinton and what Hillary thought about the whole thing, and a little inside joke I can't tell on the air, but boy, it was a great one. She told exactly what Bill Clinton said about Hillary Clinton. If any of you knew, you'd know why she could never have been president of the United States. Oh, my God. All right, don't you wish you were a fly on the wall at the Root Studio? Let me talk to you a minute about Newsmax TV before I get to my two wonderful esteemed guests. All of you are listening on the radio, but you must realize I'm on national TV every single night, same studio, camera comes on, I go change, quick change artist into a suit, and I'm on national TV. 50 million homes are reached soon, it's going to be 60 million. And we're on DirecTV, we're on Dish TV, we're on Fios, we're on UVerse, we're on CenturyLink, cable systems all over the country, but we're not on Cox here in Las Vegas, and we're not on cable systems in other places around the country where you're listening right now. So all you do is call this number, toll free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and you will be connected to Newsmax TV, where their operator, you tell them your zip code, they will put you right into your cable system operator, and they will put you right on the line with them, and you will tell them, I want Newsmax TV on this cable system, or I'm switching to DirecTV or Dish TV, I don't need you anymore, I'll leave. And you make that request, and I'm telling you, we will be on Cox Cable in Vegas. We will be on cable systems all over the country we're not currently on. Make sure they know you want your war. And the only way to get Wayne Allyn Root is to get on Newsmax TV, and your cable system has got to pick up Newsmax TV, all right? So call toll-free, 844-500-6397. All right, on to our guests. Kevin Child is the trustee, Clark County School District. Kevin, say hi.
Hello.
Say hi to your mother out there. You guys say hi.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
I hope Mom heard my shout-out in the last segment. I hope so. Jeannie in the Hummer. Jeannie. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal fan. Victor Jakes is in studio. He's the columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is also my newspaper, owned by the great Sheldon Adelson, one of the great Republican, conservative, pro-Israel backers in the world today. Thank you, Sheldon Adelson, for all that you do. Thank you for buying the Las Vegas Review Journal, being smart enough to hire two great guys like Wayne Root and Victor Jakes. Victor, say hi to everyone.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Wayne.
I got to tell you, there are two columns that I never miss in the RJ. Wayne Root, and yours, Victor. I don't think anyone misses Wayne Root to yours. They're the two best columns in the newspaper, and they tell it like it is. You tell it like it is locally, generally, and I tell it like it is nationally, and I think the two of us are like the twins. We're the greatest, man. I don't see stuff like ours in any other newspaper in America.
There's a lot to cover, and it's great to have conservative voices in the newspaper. How rare is that?
So but you didn't answer it the way you're supposed to. What you're supposed to say is, I never miss two either, mine and Wayne. See, that's...
No, I always read yours. I read the whole paper.
That's the way you got to answer those questions. All right. No, just seriously, all BS aside, I love your column. I think you do great stuff. I really do.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I love Kevin Child because, you know, you're on the school board, and you have faced so many vicious over-the-top attacks. They tried anything they could to destroy you, and you're like me. You're like a roughneck maniac from the streets of Chicago. I'm a roughneck maniac from the streets of New York who just went to an all-black school and had a fight for my life every day. And I learned how to deal with it, and I learned how to be the person I am today because of that. So I thank all the rough people who in the rough neighborhoods I was in. But you are a maniac, Kevin Child, and you fight these people, and you butt heads with them like a ram with the horns. You're slamming into them, and I give you all the credit in the world. I really do.
I love doing it because that's what I got elected for, to serve the people and to make sure that their children get an amazing education. And that's what we're here for, is to make sure we take care of our kids.
And Victor, of course, Victor has some balls because Victor took on the issue of equal pay with the genders. When he wrote that story, I said, he is going to get such attacks now. And the next thing I know, every letter to the editor is some liberal feminist woman with some nasty response. How dare you, you terrible macho man! It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. The only thing I take issue with the RJ about is they do the same thing to me they do to you. Because we are the conservative voice of Las Vegas, me national, you local, it seems like they think because they've given us a platform, they have to only put the negative responses in the newspaper. You know, it seems like almost every letter, not every, but they only print like 90% of the time negative letters, when in reality, I know, you know, my email is in, is your email in the bottom of the column?
Yeah.
Mine is too. And so I get 90% positive love your column and 10% or less negative. And so you know that the newspaper must get the same thing, but they only print the negative ones because I think they think that makes it fair. And it bothers me because you know a lot more people like us than hate us, but they only publish the negative ones. It really drives me crazy.
Well, I mean, there is, and I think it's good that, you know, you can see both sides of the debate, and I think people are smart enough to read that and read what we write and know what side to come down on.
No, but liberals aren't. See, what happens is I have the same five liberals who attack me every at my home email. I open my computer, and like this morning, my column was out, especially vicious towards Obama this morning. So they were the same five to greet me by 7 a.m. this morning. And they all, the minute there's a negative article about me, a negative letter to the editor, the first thing that happens, I open it up, and the liberals there going, see, that's how everyone feels. They got you today in the newspaper. And I'm like, do you know that I get 50 for every column I write? 49 are positive, one's negative, and they publish the one negative. Do you really think that's what everybody thinks, you moron, lame brain loser?
You got to filter them, then you never see it.
Yeah. I'm dumb enough to read these people and respond to them. They're not even nice about it. You think they go, wow, Wayne's nice enough to answer us. No, they just attack me, talk about my mother. It's unbelievable. My mother left, rest in heaven. In any case, we're here to talk about public schools. We'll keep you for a couple segments. Don't worry, we've eaten up time here having some fun because I'm with two friends here. So, Kevin Child, let's start with you. Trustee Clark County School District. How long have you been on the Clark County School
District? This is my third year.
And what have you seen in 3 years? Sum it up for us and make this like a national thing. It's nothing to do with Vegas. This is going on everywhere. What happens in Vegas is happening everywhere.
Absolutely.
How bad is it, Kevin Child?
Well, when you have every one of your urban cities, they have over 60% poverty. And about 38% of those kids have no parents at home.
Only 38%?
Yeah, about 38%.
I thought it was almost every kid in the inner city.
I know, huh? But then we get blamed for a lot of the problems that go on. And it's not fair.
So it's not even the teacher's fault, per se. It's really the fact that you have kids running wild without a father.
Get this. I am a pro-choice person. Let's go to a charter school. But I want to make your...
You're a registered Democrat, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm a very conservative Democrat, though. Blue Dog, they call me.
Yes.
They think I'm a Republican, but I have a D.
Trump will call you an animal.
He can call me an animal. Here's the deal. I'm about these kids. I'm about their experience. I want to make sure that they're safe. I know you're going to have a question coming up in the next segment about safety in the school district.
Yes.
And it's terrible. It's terrible.
I promised the listener I would read it, so I'll read it in the next segment. I won't worry
anyways,
right now.
You know what? I'm not
How bad is it,
up.
Though? How bad is it?
But the bottom line is that they don't fund it right. In other states, they fund too much. And I believe, I'll bet you I'll say there's corruption in almost every school district.
Well, of course, because the unions.
Sad, which is, it's not all about the unions. It's somewhat, it's about how they bargain, but you can get rid of that. You can have them as state employees, and you would get rid of that. But again, somebody wouldn't get elected. I could care less. I'm here, I'm going to fight for what's right for these kids, so that you have an educated workforce, no matter where you go. So these are the things that I do, and they hate me over it, and I don't care less. I'm not going anywhere. I'm running for re-election. I'm not afraid to get in front of the mic, in front of a camera, and say, this is what we need to do better.
But just like Trump, they tried to frame you, right?
Absolutely. Literally. They try to keep me out of my schools, and they can't. I walk in there, and the police won't even. They say, hi, Trustee Child, how you doing? We're going to ignore the superintendent. Well, guess what? There's going to be a lawsuit, and I'm not going to. I'll probably be on the show. I'll bring my attorney when we do it. And I'm going to tell you what. You're going to. The nation's going to hear this one.
They should. They should. Because what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's representative of what's happened all over the country. My opinion, just to ask your quick answer, and then we'll get to Victor. My opinion is the problem with schools is, it's not just that the parents aren't home or the father isn't in the household. It's also that all the money goes to a bunch of wasteful, big-shot executives and supervisors, and it doesn't go to actual teachers. When does the money ever go to teachers? That's the real problem.
Well, in Clark County, we're one of the lowest, when it comes to admin, we're one of the lowest out of the top 50.
But there's still too many.
No, there's not that many. Trust me, I'm a businessman. I'm going to tell you what, you need people to run these
schools.
They're
paid too much. The administrators aren't paid too much.
$125,000
That's not too much. For a full-time guaranteed job, you can never be fired.
I have 3,000 kids in my school. I'm in charge of their lives. That's got to mean something.
Kevin, in the real world, no one gets paid $120,000 a year and has a safe job and they can never be fired and gets a pension and health care for the rest of their life. Started out that government employees were supposed to get small money because they had the perfect job and they could never be fired. And then because the unions came into play and because Democrats are a bunch of sellouts who like bribery, they just started raising their salaries.
Bribes. Come on.
Not you, but you're a Democrat in disguise. You're not really a Democrat. Come on.
Look at what he...
You're a spy. You're a Republican spy in the Democratic Party. But having said that, look, they're supposed to get decent wage. And then because they know they have a safe job for life and they have security and they've got health insurance all paid for and then they have a pension for the rest of their life, which I have zero pension, they should have gotten just that. And instead, because of union negotiations and a gun to the head with no one fighting for the taxpayers in the room, they've gotten over the years obscene raises. And now they make more money than anyone in the private sector. And then they retire at the age of 45 or 50 and they make $100,000 a year for the rest of their life for not working. And that's why our country's going broke. Let's all tell the truth. Come on.
Well, there's a lot of that, but here's the deal. We're the fifth largest school district in America. Fifth largest. We only get $5,715 from the state of Nevada. National average is $11,500 per student funding. We're the lowest in Nevada.
Okay, but you got
I'm now 38th ranked in the nation.
But that isn't what determines success.
But here's what I'm going
to. Don't you think the teachers make less money at Bishop Gorman in the Meadows than they do at public school?
No, they make good money over at Gorman. They make
private schools always. Private school teachers always make less money than public school teachers.
They're making just
Catholic
as much
school
as
teachers
us.
Make less. And the students come out better. Why is that? Because there are two parents at home, and because there's discipline in the school, and because there isn't Spanish speaking in the classroom. You got to stop every minute and translate it to Spanish. There's a lot of reasons.
But then they blame the teacher. How is that? It's not the teacher's fault, like Jim Blocky would say. And I'm a big advocate.
It's not 100% teacher's fault, but there are bad teachers, and they don't know how to fire anybody.
You have to teach these children no matter what. We speak 165 languages in the Clark County School District. Our teachers are amazing, but here's what you're going to see.
But you don't think that's a problem right there? Why do you speak 165 languages?
Well,
if you come to America, you speak English in the classroom.
Well, guess what? You're coming here on a visa. Some of them, like you say, they might be illegal.
Yeah,
but they're still here.
Some.
But they're still here. What are you going to do? You're going to have an uneducated workforce? We can teach kids. And it's not the kids' fault. Blame the parents. We got to take. I'm a kid. I love our kids. And it's not a lot of the kids' fault. All right,
we'll be back. We'll discuss it. Victor Jake's coming up next from columnist Las Vegas Review Journal. Got a great column out about a problem in the school system right now that you got to hear. We'll be right back. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. Welcome back. USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station here in Las Vegas, KBET, and our flagship station for USA Network in Dallas, Texas, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk. Hello to all my Dallas fans. This segment of the show is sponsored by Landis Tax Group, Sam Landis, my great tax attorney. When the IRS came after me, when Obama's IRS tried to destroy me on a political vendetta, Sam took the case with enthusiasm and went after them and won. And then 6 days later, new IRS audit, and he went after him again and won again. I came away unscathed. I didn't know a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if they have an IRS problem. The attorneys at Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 tax cases in front of the IRS. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney at a real tax law firm on your side. For one low, flat monthly fee, when you call, you have a free consultation. I said free. And you speak to a tax attorney, not a salesman, so no one's going to hype you or lie to you. They will tell you exactly what it costs and exactly how long it'll take, and you will be shocked at how inexpensive it is, because Sam Landis is a man of the people. He is the greatest. I asked him to do a flat monthly rate, very low, so all my listeners could afford it, and he agreed to do it, and it's been a huge success. Call the Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Anywhere in the USA, you can call toll-free, and anywhere in the USA, he'll handle your case. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Note, it's the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, because you're an underdog without Sam Landis when you go up against the IRS. All right, we spoke to Kevin Child, and we'll get him back on at the top of the hour. But right now, we got Victor Jakes in studio, great columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Say hi, Victor, to everybody.
Great to be with you. Hello.
Is your mom listening by any chance?
My mom's probably not listening.
All right. Well, that's really depressing. Come on, tell your mom that she should be listening to Wayne Root. So you wrote a column last week about Jason Wright, the Clark County School District teacher, I should say, for people who don't live in Vegas. The Vegas teacher, Clark County is our county of Las Vegas, Nevada, and Henderson, Nevada. He's the teacher, and he's also the husband of the school board president, Deanna Wright. And the superintendent personally overruled HR, human resources, and hired him. And two fifth-grade students have now accused Wright of hurting them, physically hurting them. What the heck is going on, Victor Jakes?
Well, I think a lot of parents want to know that. And, you know, this is why I do not trust government with money. It's not just a Las Vegas situation. This is what happens when you give money to unaccountable bureaucrats across the country. So what happened here is there was a guy, he was rejected by HR to be a teacher, and the superintendent said, actually, no, he needs to enter this program. And, oh, it just so happened that his wife is president of the school board. was a trustee at the time. You know, so
no arm twisting going on there. No, at all.
Nothing
out of the ordinary. No.
Of course, now the superintendent won't answer any questions about why he did this. Nothing from the school district. So, you know, fast forward a couple years, he gets into the classroom.
You think he'd be happy and be careful and walk on eggshells, right?
Yeah, you would hope so. And the students would hope so, too, because in October, according to a girl that I talked with personally in his class, he got mad and he tossed a desk across the room. She was sitting there, hit her in the leg.
Really?
Gave her a bruised leg. No police report. I asked the district for a police report, and somehow the school district police just didn't get called for this one. And then you fast forward 4 or 5 months later, and he's out in the field with his class, and he ends up kicking a boy in the hand and leaving his hand bruised and swollen. And the assistant principal.
Did anyone ever say why he kicked the kid?
Well,
by the way,
he claims that he was moving the kid's hand away from a bee. You know, which is exactly what you and I would do when we see a kid touching a bee. Hang on a second. I'm going to kick your hand.
Maybe he's like a karate type of guy, you know?
Hidden talent. So not only did he kick the hand, he lifted him up by the shirt. And
is he like taking lessons from Steven Seagal, maybe?
A man of many talents. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the assistant principal told the grandma, look, you've really got to push this because you know who he's married to. And the grandma, who's the boy's guardian, said,
No, what?
And he's like, this all makes sense. So anyway, she pursued it. There was a police investigation, although the police, for some reason, didn't end up charging him. But again, if you want to know why I and a lot of people don't trust the government with money, don't trust the government to run the education system. It's examples like this where they're not looking out for the best interest of the child. They're not looking out.
It's the swamp. This is the swamp on the local level.
That's it. You know, the D.C. swamp is the biggest one. It gets the most attention. But anytime you get government there without accountability, this is the kind of stuff that happens.
So what's happening to this guy? This guy married to the school board president, Deanna Wright. What's going to happen to him?
Well, he got moved to
Jason Wright. There's his name, Jason Wright.
So if I was
Jason's wrong, if you ask me.
If I was to guess, he will be teaching somewhere next year. The school board did launch an independent investigation into the district and what the district did, and if the district did anything wrong or didn't follow any procedures, which I know they did. And so if the lawyer is willing to ask a couple of questions, that the lawyer who's investigating this will find out. And then I think it's an open question. You know, does Deanna Wright resign? I think, you know, depending on how this comes back, I think there could be a strong case that she should resign.
Did I mishear, though? It sounded like you said he will be teaching next year.
I would be stunned if, I mean, you go back to the union, and you go back to the union protecting.
He can't ever fire anybody, is what you're saying.
And I don't see how he gets fired. There's already been the disciplinary procedure.
But he's physically attacking children, for gosh sakes.
And he's probably going to cost the school district a lot of money with lawsuits, but that's the union.
Right, that's the union. So they'll pay out $100,000 here and $50,000 there, or maybe I'm way off. Maybe they'll pay out $1 million. I don't know. Whatever they'll pay out. And then he just gets to, you know, like a can shoved down the road. He gets to keep teaching. And meanwhile, she's the president of the school board. Not too much swamp there, right?
No, you know, just how you would want things to be run at the school district, the fifth largest school district in the country.
But this is the way Washington's run. Come on, everybody's the wife of someone, everyone's the brother of someone, everyone's the son of someone, and they get their jobs because of that, and they're never punished when they do something wrong because of that, and the rest of us can't even get a whiff of a job that pays $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year, and a pension six figures for the rest of your life, and all health care covered for the rest of your life, because I don't know anybody in the union. We can't get those jobs. We'll be right back. More with Kevin Child and Victor Jakes. More talk about public schools and the disaster they become. We're now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.